Yeah, I really hope you enjoy this evening's episode because I want to let you know I have no idea what we are talking about tonight, but I am excited. So everyone give it up for Anya Shutin. I will let her introduce herself.
Hi. Yeah, today we're going to be talking about the Northern Lights Folk Festival. This is a free one-day festival, and it is Canada's longest continually running outdoor music festival hosted in Bell Park in Sudbury, Ontario. This festival started in 1972 by Scott Merrifield, who wanted to try and bring people together and was wanted an opportunity to see artists from outside Sudbury in Sudbury instead of having to go to Toronto or Ottawa or other places in Ontario. And it started off real rickety, a little bit wild, with two speakers and a small console. And it has since burst into a really great music festival that happens every year in a small town in Ontario, which is really exciting. In Sudbury. And if anybody doesn't know Ontario geography, which is likely and fair, Sudbury is about, what would you say, a 4-5 hour drive from Toronto, straight north.
I always think Ontario is smaller than it actually is, but it would take a minute to get to.
Sudbury, like Thunder Bay, right? Relatively, no. Sudbury is like halfway between Toronto and Thunder Bay. So it's relatively south of Ontario, but because so many people in Ontario, just like BC, live in like the southern bit, it kind of just feels very far north. But yeah, what's really cool about this folk festival and what I've learned about folk festivals across the country is that they all kind of have their own unique spin on like what they want to focus. And what I think is really cool about this festival is that it likes to focus on Francophone and Indigenous music. Meanwhile, other folk festivals in Canada have their own unique characteristics. Hamilton, for example, in Ontario, is actually known for its Catholicism, which I did not know, and it's hard to believe. I know. We have to look into that one. And Vancouver, with their folk festival, which we all know is at Jericho Beach, features a lot of international artists. Actually, what I think is pretty cool, in 1980... there was a really interesting piece from the Globe and Mail that talked about all of this diversity that's focused in on folk festivals around the country. And even, what is it, over 40 years ago now, they were having Trinidadian steel drums, Celtic dancing, jazz violin, storytellers, and poets all attending these folk festivals around the country, and really showcasing a lot more diversity than I think other festivals have. And what I think I wanted to focus on today are some of the Indigenous and Francophone artists that have been showcased in the early years of this Northern Lights Folk Festival. And more specifically, I wanted to talk about Willie Dunn, Alanis Obomoswin, Kano, and Shingoose.
Wow.
It's four artists.
Cool.
Yeah. I think they tell some interesting stories about growing up Indigenous or being Francophone artists in Canada. And so it's just a quick little blurb about a few of them, just so that we can understand them a little bit better and then listen to their music. So we're going to start off listening to Willie Dunn, who is a singer, songwriter, film director, and politician, a member of the NDP party over in Ottawa. Willie Dunn is part of the Mi'kmaq
Nation.
Sorry, I forgot that word. And he directed a 10-minute film. He started his career directing a 10-minute film called A Ballad of Crawfoot in 1968, which is all about the inhumane treatment of Indigenous peoples and their rise in politics. He also produced a song called The Ballad of Crawfoot, and it is credited as the first known Canadian music video, actually.
Really?
Yeah. And he also produced a really interesting song that we're going to listen to called I Pity the Country, which is a well-known protest song which discusses the effects of colonialism on Indigenous people. On the other end, Kano is a really interesting prog rock band with both English and French music from the artists. which came out of a cooperative from Northern Ontario. And in fact, what I thought was really interesting about this cooperative is that they bought a 332-acre farm in Earlton, which has become a haven for artists as well as a buffalo ranch.
What?
Yeah.
Where's Earlton?
I think it's close to Sudbury because that's where the cooperative is based out of.
Okay.
But I don't know that geography very well, personally. Not only did Kano play at the first festival, they also helped in the development of the festival, as well as a second festival called La Nuit sur l'Otange. So we're going to start off listening to I Pity the Country by Willie Dunn. We're going to listen to Dimanche après-midi by Kano, and then Ballad of Crawfoot, again by Willie Dunn.
Awesome. I'm excited. Well, we are experiencing a little bit of a laptop issue, but in the meantime, I can talk about my weekend, which has been jam-packed and filled with quite a lot of running. So for those of you that don't know, the Eastside 10K was yesterday. And today was the Terry Fox run, so we had two back-to-back 10Ks, and that's 20 kilometers within the same 24 hours, and that's the end of that. Anyway, as Anya said, here is I Pity the Country by Willie Dunn.
I pity the country, I pity the state, and the mind of a man who thrives on hate. Small are the lives of cheats and of liars, of bigoted news press, fascist town crier. Deception annoys me, deception destroys me, the Bill of Rights froze me, in jails they all know me. Frustrated are churchmen, the saving of soul men, the tinker, the tailor, the colonial governor. They pull and they paw me, they're seeking to draw me away from the roundness of the light. Silly civil servants, they thrive off my body. Their trip is with power, back bacon and welfare. Police, they arrest me. Materialists test me. Pollution, it chokes me. Movies, they joke me. Politicians exploit me. City life that jades me, Hudson Bay fleece me, hunting laws freak me. Government is bumbling, revolution's rumbling. To be ruled in impunity is tradition continuity. I pity the country, I pity the state. and the mind of a man who thrives on hate.
Dans mon village, si tu étais ici, je ferais cesser l'orage. La pluie qui claque sur le pavé, et j'ai envie d'aller marcher. Comme un enfant, ouh, je me sens un peu fou, mais il faut bien que je passe le temps. Je me sens un peu plus vide, un peu plus vieux, un peu plus gris. C'est dimanche après-midi. J'aimerais bien que tu sois ici.
Warm thought around your neck, the eagle claw upon your head, the buffalo horn. Today a great new chief is born, so raise them fast towards the sun. A heart now beats, life's begun. It's 1821. Today a Blackfoot soul is the tears. You've been a brave man for many years. Why the sadness? Why the sorrow? Maybe there'll be a better tomorrow. Your years have gone, the years have passed. Your heart is set, your soul is cast. Stand before the council fire. You have the mind and the desire of notions wise. You speak so well, and in brave deeds you do excel. And it's 1853, and you stand the chief of Confederacy. You are the leader, you are the chief. You stand against both liar and thief. They trade, raise whiskey, steal your land, and they're coming in swift like the wind-blown sand. They shoot the buffalo, kill the game, and send their preachers into shame. And it's 1864, and you think of peace, and you think of war. Crowfoot, Crowfoot, why the tears? You've been a brave man for many years. Why the sadness? Why the sorrow? Maybe there'll be a better tomorrow. See the settler in more numbers. He takes whatever he encounters. You see the Sioux, all battered, beaten, wrong and right, they haven't eaten. And as per se, we're much the same. It seems like such a heartless game. And it's 1876, and the enemy's full of those death-dealing tricks. Today the treaty stands on the table. Will you sign it? Are you able? It offers food and protection too. Do you really think they'll hold it true? It offers a reserve. Now, isn't that grand? And in return you see all of your land. And it's 1877, and you know the scales are so uneven. Crowfoot, Crowfoot, why the tears? You've been a brave man for many years. Why the sadness? Why the sorrow? Maybe there'll be a better tomorrow. Buffalo are slaughtered, there's nothing to eat. The government's late again with the meat, and your people are riddled with the white man's disease. And in the summer they're sick, and in the winter they freeze. And sometimes you wonder why you signed that day, but they broke the treaties themselves anyway. And it's 1889, and your Death Star explodes, and then falls. Crowfoot, Crowfoot, why the tears? You've been a brave man for many years. Why the sadness? Why the sorrow? Maybe there'll be a better tomorrow. The years have gone, the years have flown, the ancient sins have swiftly grown, but yet for the Indian, it's all the same. Its bitterness shines like a whetted knife. There's still the hypocrisy and the hate. Was that in the treaties? Is that the fate? We're all unhappy pawns in the government's game. And it's always the Indian who gets the blame. It's a problem which money can never lessen. And it's 1967. Crowfoot, Crowfoot, why the tears? You've been a brave man for many years. Why the sadness? Why the sorrow? Maybe there'll be a better tomorrow. One day you'll find honesty instead of the usual treachery. Perhaps one day the truth shall prevail and the warmth of love, which it doesn't take. Crowfoot, Crowfoot, why the tears? You've been a brave man for many years. Why the sadness? Why the sorrow? Maybe there'll be a better tomorrow.
Welcome to Sunday Night. You're listening to 101.9 CITR FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations from the University of British Columbia. I'm your host, Olivia Mandolini, with a good friend of mine doing an episode tonight.
Yeah, my name is Anya, and tonight we're talking about the Northern Lights Folk Festival and more about some of the artists that helped started this festival in 1972, specifically the French francophone and the Indigenous artists. That was Ballad of Crowfoot by Willie Dunn. And now we're going to talk about Alanis Obomsawin, who is a world-renowned documentary maker on Indigenous issues, who grew up on the Odonak Reserve close to Montreal, or what we know as today as Montreal. She started storytelling in prisons, schools, and reservations, and has since directed over 50 films, including The Incident at Restigouche and Christmas at the Moose Factory. 1988, her album Bush Lady was recorded featuring traditional Abenaki songs. And today we're going to listen to Odanah by Alanis Obomsawin. Another indigenous artist that was prominent at the beginning of this Northern Lights Folk Festival is Shingoose, who grew up called Curtis Johnny, and he was actually one of an estimated 20,000 children who were victims of the 60s scoop, in which Canadian authorities took Indigenous children away from their families between the 1950s and up until the 1980s.
Why was it called the 60s scoop?
This was like, it's kind of like a misnomer because it wasn't just during the 60s, but I think it's because it was like the majority of that happened during the 60s, or I don't know, it was kind of like something termed later on where people kind of like became kind of like a slang term. But yeah, it lasted from the 50s until the 80s. And essentially, authorities took Indigenous children away from their families to be quote-unquote adopted by white families. So Curtis Johnny took his great-grandfather's name and started his music career by completing his first recording in 1975 called Native Country, and was released by a record label that he founded himself. He toured specifically on folk festival circuits at universities and at clubs. After that, he co-founded a television production company, Native Multimedia Productions, who created the first ever First Nations Current Affairs program. He called First Nations Magazine for CKND-TV, and he hosted Indian Time for CTV. Most recently, he died of COVID-19 in 2021.
Oh my gosh, of COVID?
Yeah.
How old was he?
Approximately. In the 70s.
Okay.
Yeah, and so from Shingoose, we're going to listen to Silver River. Starting with Odanah, here we go.
See. to Makwanyonti Danasa Tagwa.
What we just listened to is Silver River by Shingoose. And I wanted to transition a little bit over to what's happening currently at this festival. In 2017, an additional day was added to focus on specifically Indigenous music. And so we just listened to a few songs by Indigenous artists and Francophone artists who do... who played at some of those festivals back in the early 70s. And now we're going to transition to what kind of music has been played more recently, and so that we can help support these artists that are just starting their careers, which is really exciting. So we're going to start off listening to Kaylee Cardinal, her song, The Devil is a Blue-Eyed Man. She won the Juno Award for Indigenous Music Album of the Year for Stories of a Downtown, in which this was like the featured song, and that was in 2020. Then we're going to listen to Clay and Friends, which is a Montreal-based French and English music group.
Yes.
And that's going to be CNQDL, And then we're going to move into I Carry Your Smile by David LaRonde, who is an Anishinaabe singer and songwriter.
And these are all performers from the 2017 festival?
This is actually from the 2022 festival, and this was a really exciting one because it's actually their 50-year anniversary. So they went all out, and so they had a lot of really cool artists, and I'm excited to play a lot of them. I think it's really going to be quite interesting.
Yes. And when did it take place?
Around August.
August. Yeah. Cool. So quite recently.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, you know that you had me from that first drink when the wine made my cheeks flush crimson pink. You know I gave into that whiskey kiss and your come-hither smile. So when I was persuaded we had something more rare and more extraordinary than simple exclusivity, I started to feel it and to know.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the University of British Columbia, that is situated on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. You're listening to The 214 tonight, a show all about concerts in history, past, present, and future. And today we're talking about something super exciting, right?
Yes, today we're talking about the Northern Lights Folk Festival. And earlier we talked about some of the original Indigenous and Francophone artists that started this festival, and we've moved on and into some of the current artists that are showcasing. And this year was a really important year because it was the 50-year anniversary. And we just listened to I Carry Your Smile by David LaRonde, who is an Anishinaabe singer and songwriter. Yes. And we're going to move into some of the more international artists that were actually featured this year, which is really exciting because this festival is out in Sudbury, which, if people don't know, it's kind of hard to get to, and it's
remote,
a little bit remote.
Ontario.
Exactly. And it's cool that they're getting, like, people from around the world that are playing there now and, you know, getting their names out there. And also just for the people living in Sudbury.
They need something.
Yeah, exactly. And just, like, seeing different experiences and listening to different types of artists, I think, is really cool. We're going to start ourselves off with Juniper by Begonia, who is a synth pop soul artist.
Yes! Love
based
synth pop.
Out of Winnipeg, who's actually pretty up and coming. So keep your ear out for
keep
this.
Your eyes peeled.
Eyes peeled. Then we're going to move into Dodonin by Layla McCalla, who is a Haitian artist playing the cello and banjo based out of New Orleans, whose album Breaking the Thermometer, in which this song is from, discusses the effects of the first Haitian radio had on the community. And then we're going to move into Liberté Je T'aime by Diogo Ramos, who is a singer-songwriter from Sao Paulo, who's inspired from Brazilian folk music and sings in Portuguese, French, and Haitian Creole. So I hope you guys all enjoy.
It's not a real good feeling. It's all my shit. All my shit's gonna hit the ceiling. Then you see what I've been trying hard to keep myself from doing, keep myself from revealing. I've got a real good feeling.
Too many lights, makes the sun.
Dodonin by Leila Mikala, a Haitian artist from Haiti, I guess. Sorry. based out of New Orleans. That's what I wanted to say. And that is our spotlight on the Northern Lights Folk Festival, all about Indigenous and Francophone music that is being played in Northern Ontario. And it should really be checked out by a lot of anybody that's listening and liked it. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for listening and hanging out with us tonight, guys. I hope you enjoyed yourselves and have a nice Sunday night. Just as a debrief, Anya ran her first 10-kilometer race today.
It was horrifying. I don't recommend it.
And it's Terry Fox, 42, the 42nd anniversary of the Terry Fox Run, which is a very Vancouver thing. So we had a very Vancouver day in Stanley Park running 10
exciting.
kilometers. Yeah,
shout out to anybody else that did that or
yeah.
donated money or, you know, participated in any
we
way
are
volunteered.
One day closer to the cure.
One day.
Yeah. And yeah, so you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations at the University of British Columbia. Thanks so much for listening tonight, and yeah, have a wonderful evening. This was the 214.
This is John M. Bennett, and you are listening to CITR FM 101.9 in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has an naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe.